And the Miami Dolphins on the clock with our 32 teams in 32 days. We're calling it the 32 days of the NFL draft, counting all the way down to the NFL draft on April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. You're going to hear all the coverage at 620 WDAE, the sports animal. If you haven't made your plans yet, and you are debating as to what you're going to do on a Thursday night. I know it's a Thursday night, but you can come on out. Join me. I'm going to be at Raymond James Stadium for the official Buccaneer Draft Day party. We'll have players, a lot of fun, beers a-flowing, and it's going to be a good time for one and for all. And it's a nighttime. It's a Thursday night. Come on. What are you going to do on Friday? Work? Come on out. Join me. I'll be at Raymond James Stadium that Thursday night. Friday night, we're still ironing out the details. But as soon as I know what we got planned for you, we'll make sure to start promoting it. And maybe if we're out at a sports bar, I'd love to get a huge crowd and really have a good time. Kind of limited on what we can do at Raymond James Stadium. But if we get a nice sports bar to broadcast from on a Friday night, there's no telling what kind of shenanigans can take place. So we look forward to that. And as soon as we have the location, I hope that each one of you listening to this right now will join me. We'll have a great time. It's a Friday night too, so I mean, hey, not to say that I'm not allowed to drink on the air while I'm doing my thing, but sometimes it helps me think. You understand? All right, let's get to it. The Miami Dolphins, the Dolphins this year really making a big splash, getting Carlos Dansby. That was big for the Dolphins. Solidified their middle linebacker position. You know, the Dolphins at that point might have been looking at a guy like Rolando McClain if he were to slide. Now with that position addressed, there's definitely other positions that the Dolphins could be looking at. Outside linebacker is one. You look at what the Dolphins have gone through. Jason Taylor, Joey Porter, Jason Taylor flirting with the Jets right now. Joey Porter is gone. He's now with the Arizona Cardinals. So they could use an outside linebacker in that 3-4 defense. I continue to point at this guy. If he were to slide, and I think really right now you look at the Oakland Raiders who might be intrigued by Jason Pierre-Paul, but if Pierre-Paul gets by them and is there for the Dolphins at 12, you know, Bill Parcells loves outside linebackers who are tall, who are big. You know, Pierre-Paul, his stature, his play on the field reminds me a lot of DeMarcus Ware. And I always thought that Pierre-Paul rushed the passer better at USF when he was standing up rather than being in a three-point stance. And maybe his natural position is that. And although DeMarcus Ware isn't great in pass coverage, Jason Pierre-Paul might not be great in pass coverage either. Their specialty is rushing the passer, and I think that's exactly what Bill Parcells would be looking at if he were to draft a guy like Jason Pierre-Paul there with the 12th pick. Biggest need for the Dolphins, though, is going to come at nose tackle. Jason Ferguson has been suspended. He's going to be out a majority of the year next year, so the Dolphins are looking for a nose tackle that can come in. Bill Parcells likes his nose tackles active. He doesn't like the lazy nose tackles. I'm not sure Terrence Cody would even be in the consideration of the Dolphins, and definitely I don't think with this pick, the 12th pick in the draft. But one guy that will be under consideration is Dan Williams. Dan Williams could fit in with that 3-4 type of defense, played in the Tampa 2 at Tennessee, but definitely a nose tackle, 325 plus pounds, but active as well. You're not going to worry about his weight getting out of control. He carries it well, and he's very active with that weight, with that amount of weight on him, and I think that's the type of nose tackle Bill Parcells likes. Wide receiver is also an area of big need for the Dolphins. Dez Bryant could be under consideration here. Questions about Dez Bryant's character. Some say it's valid. Some say it isn't. If Dez Bryant is there at 12, it's going to be interesting to see if the Dolphins do decide to go ahead and take him, taking another maybe diva-like receiver, or whether they'd be willing to pass on him and go with the defensive side of the ball and address wide receiver at a later point. Maybe in the second round with a guy like Aurelius Ben or Marty Gilliard. But other than that, the Dolphins really don't have that many needs. They need to continue to get their young players to play better. They drafted two corners last year, Vontae Davis and Sean Smith. You want both of those guys to continue to improve. The safety position could be addressed as well. But the Dolphins right now, they still have Jeremiah Bell. They got rid of Jabril Wilson. Yeah, I don't know if Earl Thomas, he could be under consideration here, but I think with the safety position being a little deeper this year, the Dolphins could wait till the second or third round to address those positions. Bill Parcells likes getting good value. The best value at 12 would probably be a combination or one of the three of Dan Williams, Jason Pierre-Paul, and Dez Bryant. We'll have to wait and see where the Miami Dolphins go on draft day, which is just a few days away, April 22nd. We're continuing the countdown tomorrow. This is 32 teams in 32 days. If you haven't been paying attention, go back. You can listen to all the breakdowns of all the teams and some teams, how they do affect the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. One team that might affect the Buccaneers, we do tomorrow. It's the Denver Broncos. We'll break them down as we continue our 32 days of the NFL draft right here on JoeBucksFan.com.